On the road to elections 2024, let's reflect on how far we've come together. Go to primemediaplus.com and ewn.co.za.
Welcome back. It is 10 minutes from 11 o'clock, chatting with PAC President Zwanele Nyonso. Welcome back, Mr. President of the Pan-Africanist Congress. And an invitation for you to engage directly with him via WhatsApp on 0725671567. You can also call on 021-446-0567. You want to rally and unite the African people. Who are the African people?
Let me say, an African is anyone who pays his loyalty and allegiance to Africa, irrespective of color or creed. Now, which means anyone is an African who pays his loyalty to Africa. So, which means to be an African, you can't have dual citizenship. You can't be an African and at the same time be an American, or be a French citizen whilst you are an African citizen, because you won't pay your loyalty to one of the countries. It's either you are going to pay your loyalty in France and just take everything in Africa and put it in France. Anyway, for PAC, the color of your skin, the texture of your hair, or the shape of your nose will count for nothing in a true Africa, in a new Africa, Africa reborn and Africa under PAC. So anyone is an African as long as he pays his loyalty to Africa.
Okay, is this a class struggle rather than a racial struggle that you represent?
Remember, for Sobukwe and for PAC's basic documents, Sobukwe says that there is nothing called black race or white race. And he said there is only one race to which all belong, the human race. Now, according to PAC, there are only human beings who belong to human race, irrespective of color or creed. And of course, the class struggle must be fought, because we are striving towards a classless society where everybody shared equitable to the riches and benefit from the riches of his or her country.
Okay, let us go to the lines and see where the minds are at in response to what you are saying. Somebody writes, so why do they want to repossess land from white South Africans?
We want to repossess land from people who have received the land illegally, who have oppressed us, who have killed our fathers, who are still oppressing us today, not because they are white, because they are oppressing us. Remember, we never had a problem with white people. We had a problem with those who were oppressing us. As early as 1960, PAC had a white representative in Algeria by the name of Patrick Duncan. Today, PAC has got white members who belong to PAC. It has nothing to do with the color. It has something to do with the way people have received the land, and now they do not want to share the same land with everybody. Even now, we are saying land must be shared amongst ourselves. What's wrong with that?
Somebody else writes, the people of Haiti have land. Look where it got them. Governance is everything. Accountability, education is real wealth. Julian, weighing in on this conversation, do you have a response? What is different to what you are proposing, different to how things are unfolding in a very sad fashion in Haiti?
So I agree with the one who's saying accountability, education, governance is everything. Yes, I agree. And that is what must happen. We must get our land back and govern it properly. It does not mean black people or African people do not abuse power. We are under a black government, so-called black government, right now. And yet we are oppressed, we are abused, the corruption is at a rate where one cannot even tell. We are everywhere. We are in courts, who are in parliament. It's all about our own leaders misusing, abusing, or stealing the resources of the country. That one has nothing to do with color. It has something to do with the consciousness of a human being who is in charge at that particular time.
Okay, I know in 1959, one of your big claims, and at the center of the struggle back in 1959, was the struggle for liberation, quote unquote. The PAC must be against racist capitalism. But before we go to that point, Dave is on the line. Dave, you're welcome. Go ahead for the president of the Pan-Africanist Congress, Mr. Nyonso.
Hi there. Thank you very much. I just wanted to ask a question. Just how far back does the PAC want to go with this land repossession? Because every country in the world was colonized for the last 10 centuries. How far back, and why is it only particularly what he wants to repossess from white South Africans who have purchased land legally like any other country in the world? I'd like an answer to that, please.
I think to a certain extent, Mr. Mzwanini Nyonso, you've gone there. Would you like to maybe just respond again?
Yeah, I can go. I've, you're right. I've gone there, but I can explain again that, you know, it's not about color. It's about addressing the problem, the plight of our people. It's about addressing the needs of our people who are going to bed without food, who are going to sleep without shelter, who are going to school without clothes, who are going to school without food. It's not about white people. And if there is any so-called black person who owns 7 farms, let us know him. We will also repossess that land from him if he got that land illegally. Just name him. We'll just shame him. We'll assist him.
We've got Brandon on the line. Who is it? Brandon from Plettenberg Bay. Go ahead, please, Brandon. Okay, let's press.
Yes, good afternoon, Professor. My question regarding land redistribution is, why is the land that is currently controlled and owned by the Zulu chiefs and kings in KwaZulu-Natal and in the Transvaal, why is that land that was the land that the black tribes first settled on, why is it that land is never brought into question? Why is it that land is not given to the people that settled there?
You can respond.
Yeah, we question every land that is governed wrongly by anyone irrespective of color or creed. If there is any land that is known to be governed wrongly by anyone, then let us know about that land.
So let's talk also, about the Ngon. Let's talk about.
I was going there.
We need to talk about it. The Ngonyama Trust represents a fiefdom.
Yes, I don't know about Ngonyama Trust per se, but I know that there was a commission that was led by Khalima Motlanthe, and yes. And he came up with recommendations about Ngonyama Trust. But all I know is that the land must benefit the people. The land must benefit the those who are residing in that particular land. Now, if the people in that land are complaining that the king in that land is oppressing them, that will definitely be wrong. But I'm not aware of any day or date when the people of KZN from the land that is under Ngonyama were complaining about the way the king is governing them.
The argument is that people have been occupying that land for literally decades, and that maybe a title is due to them. They should own that land. Your position on that position?
No. What I'm saying is that those people who are residing there, I've not heard them complaining about that land. You must also understand, Karens, that when the land was taken from us, the land was under the kings, chiefs, and queens of our people.
But a fiefdom is a fiefdom.
I agree with you. It is. It is indeed. But the thing I'm saying is that I've not heard anyone complaining about Ngonyama Trust land.
My chief, I really appreciate this time, and thanks for your absolute clarity of thought. It's appreciated. PAC President Mzwanele Nyonso.